Radio Prague News. Severe night storms in the eastern part of the Czech Republic have damaged property and uprooted trees, causing transport problems. The northwestern regions of the country are on flood alert as water levels rise anew, and Czechs have donated over 20 million crowns in aid to flood victims to date. Severe night storms in the eastern part of the country have damaged property and uprooted trees, causing transport problems. Hailstones and high winds damaged roofs and glass houses, and fire crews were repeatedly called to deal with fallen trees on roads and private property. In the early hours of Saturday, a train hit a steel construction from an overhead bridge, which may have been loosened by the storm. Fortunately, the train was not derailed and no one was hurt in the incident. Meanwhile, northwestern regions of the country are on high flood alert as water levels rise anew. Thousands of homes in the Liberec region remain uninhabitable after last weekend's devastating flash floods, which claimed five lives and caused billions of crowns in damages. Clean-up work has had to be put on hold, and the locals are scrambling to make secure what they can. A belt of rain moving across the country is expected to bring several days of persistent rain, and the waterlogged ground is no longer able to soak up more rainwater. As water levels rise, people have also been warned to stay off the country's rivers after a 16-year-old girl drowned on a canoeing trip last weekend. Power and gas suppliers to the flooded Liberec region have called off a state of emergency, during which time their employees worked round the clock restoring supplies to flooded homes. Power has now been restored to most households, and the region's main gas supplier, RWE, says that by the end of this weekend, only around 500 homes will be without gas. In the wake of the floods, more than 4,000 people were cut off from both gas and electricity supplies. Czechs have donated over 20 million crowns in aid to flood victims, and more contributions come in every day, the country's leading humanitarian organizations report. People in need, ADRA, the Czech Catholic Charity, and the Red Cross have all set up special accounts and are taking in donations via phone mail. Truckloads of humanitarian aid head for the flooded region every day, carrying dryers, shovels, hygiene products and other basic necessities for the clean-up operation. Many people have used part of their annual paid leave to help with the clean-up work. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to bring more rain and heavy storms in places, with day temperatures hovering at around 23 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.